Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Oh Lord, the way you play with my heart should be a crime. Oh Lord, what you have done to me has left a scar inside my heart. Oh life, all I do is complain to the one who listens most. That's my love. That's your love, he's our love. Oh Lord, the way you play with my heart should be a crime. Oh Lord, what you have done to me has left a scar inside my heart. Oh life, all I do is complain to the one who listens most. That's my love, that's your love, he's our Lord, he's our Lord.
Today, children, we are at Overport SRS Primary School. We're so excited to be here and so excited to see the beautiful faces. Now, children, today we'll be reading a story. This story is called The Consequence of Lying and Deceiving. There were two sparrows. They were beautiful little birds. They were sisters and they lived together. Their parents had made a nest for them to see if they could live together in peace. The elder sparrow had learned to cook. She said to her sister, "Go fetch some rice for our dish today. I will prepare the meal." The little sparrow happily flew off and returned with the rice. The elder sparrow then put the pot on, and not long afterward the lovely aroma and the smell of the food started to come out from the pot. The aroma gave the elder sparrow the evil intention of eating all the food by herself without giving the little sparrow any. Oh no! Now, since she couldn't tell this to her sister, she said, "I think we need more salt. Please go and fetch some." As soon as the little sparrow flew away, thinking that the two would soon be enjoying a meal together, the elder sparrow quickly ate up everything. She put some sand in the pot, covered it, and went to sleep. When the little sparrow returned, she was surprised. She saw the pot was cold and filled with sand. "My sister," she said, "where's the food? And what happened to you?" The elder sparrow said, "My eyes are aching. They're very sore. Leave me alone to sleep." The little sparrow knew that the sister often got up the mischief and troubled even when the parents were there. So to make sure that her sister had eaten the food, she flew off to a river, carried some water in her claws and beak, and then sprinkled it onto her sleeping sister. Her sister opened her beak to drink the water, and the little sparrow saw the food in her teeth. And she knew that the big sparrow had eaten all the food. She then went to complain to her parents, who shouted the elder sparrow. They gave the little sparrow some of their food, which was even more yummy. And guess what? The mummy and daddy sparrow even gave the little sparrow some dessert. The elder sparrow begged her sister and begged her parents for some, but they said, no food for the naughty sparrow. After a while, they decided to forgive her. The little sister took some dessert for her big sister sparrow, and they all lived happily together after. The big sister sparrow had learned her lesson. She would never be greedy, deceive, or lie ever again. Remember, children, Allah is always watching, and when someone thinks they can fool someone else, Allah will punish them. They'll suffer in this world, and Allah will ask them about it in the Akhirah too. Children, can you tell me what you learned from the story? Let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll speak to some of the children. And seek to please Him.
Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? For all your good actions and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed, will you heed to His call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Allah has granted you the gift of this life. Can you see, can you see, can you see? Allah has given you the chance to make a choice. Will you try, will you try, will you try? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Which of Allah's favors can you deny? Will you bow down in prayer to Him? Strengthen your iman with the zikr of Allah. Can you feel, can you feel, can you feel? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lahum. I beseech Jannah for you. As'aluka al-Jannah lakum. For all your good actions and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed?
Welcome back, children. Let's speak to some of our little butterflies now. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
My name is Arman.
And Arman, how old are you?
5 years old.
MashaAllah. Tell me, Arman, what did you learn from the story?
Never lie and cheat. Never lie to my family.
MashaAllah, you must never lie and cheat and never lie to your family. Good boy. And what's your name?
Samia.
Samia, how old are you?
5 years
old, mashallah. And tell me, Samia, will you lie and cheat to your brothers and sisters?
No.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 3 brothers and sisters.
You have 3 brothers and sisters, mashallah. And you're a good little girl, aren't you?
Yes.
Mashallah. And what's your name?
Yahya.
Yahya, how old are you?
4.
4 years old, mashallah. What's your name?
Shairani.
And how old are you?
5.
MashaAllah. Tell me, my darling, which part of the story was your favorite?
The one that the big sparrow ate all the food up.
Oh no, that was the naughty part, but it was a funny part, wasn't it? And do you think the little sparrow and the big sparrow learned their lesson?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. As long as they learned the lesson, never to lie and cheat again.
Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Glorify Allah, glorify Allah. Take the name of Allah, praise your Lord Allah, praise your Lord Allah. In your heart Allah, when you breathe Allah, when you sleep Allah, when you eat Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Make the dhikr of Allah, praise the names of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Make the dhikr of Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.